Hi Sophie. So talking about the Project Land dialogues, I've been thinking about kind of the idea of passing of time, the limits of time, and the idea that time stopped and started. And I think it kind of stopped and started a lot for you.
Yes, I think it's quite interesting how when we started the project, we were going to be looking at landscape and the outdoor spaces and how that sits within our practices. And actually, what really emerged were these ideas
Framed
of.
without you, but also you were still kind of present. And kind of the silence
Of
and also the
internal landscapes and imagined landscapes, and kind of looking inward rather than outward. And I think, that was due to barriers of my own caregiving, of my own baby at that point. And the way that you saw the baby monitor
silence and
as
also
a
the unclarity of the mid image made it kind of this absence and distance, not there. I think we spoke about kind of small performances, moving performances, and a collaboration through this camera, and through this device that has a very specific function.
Way to kind of negotiate or to navigate a collaboration when we were at the residency together, which I think unlocked new ways of thinking about the whole project. So in the exhibition, there were more also multiple dialogues going on because the work itself is speaking to one another. As we curated that show, we were able to new conversations emerged through seeing the work next to one another. But we were also able to continue this narrative inquiry method of research through the conversations with visitors. And as we discussed, by announcing that we were really opening up our research process. It's definitely something about being together and apart and how we work when we can't be together. And I think that is really very much about access. And
Thinking about how we've collaborated and how through the project and through the residency, that has kind of taken us to make work together that then has taken us
opening up
to
our
working.
research process for discussion by framing the exhibition in this way. I don't think we even called it an exhibition. We called it like Project Space. It was called Dialogues One. It was about really, we're opening up this as a conversation point. And I think that really allowed us to have some quite insightful conversations with visitors around the work, and other things did emerge through those conversations. It's definitely something about being together and apart. And how we work when we can't be together. And I think that is really very much about access. And so I think for me so far, one of the things that has emerged is
The mirror and the idea of the baby cam as kind of an
internal
interior and the
landscapes that I think we are visualizing through some of the work with the baby cam and also with my window pictures, the cyanotypes, which are direct contact prints made up against my window, in my home, and some of which have text on, which is kind of imagining
idea of
spaces
performance, the
beyond.
baby cam monitor. I became fascinated by the idea of viewing unexpected imagery and spying into
Go
pixelated
beyond that,
monitors,
kind of architectural object.
cyanotypes in the windows. And I'll just read like a few bits from our kind of collaborative writing piece. During a time in Scotland, I find myself intrigued by the intimacy of pixelated
Form.
monitors and seeing a new framed image in front of me. I was looking for it, searching for it, how it might appear, how it might be moved and composed. By yourself. When Sophie was in the other room with Z, her accidental and purposeful actions of removing the camera from its original function or position, as you might say, to then create an unexpected frame of the room, an interior of the intimate and caring space. The first images were obscure, small, intimate. It sparked in me a curiosity, what image might appear next?
Hi, Sophie. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.